Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am very grateful to be with you on this 12th day of February 2022. We're going to look at our behavior. Oy. We are, to say the least, difficult people, and hardly, in my opinion, this is a Greg Penn opinion, based on no truth whatsoever, see everything in the light of a personal bias that we live by. And we think our freedom is based on this bias to say and do whatever we want, not pushing us around, don't tread on me kind of thing. And we make it difficult not only for ourselves, but other people. And I think the thing that bothers me the most is that it hurts other people. What am I talking about? You know what I'm talking about. Getting the inoculation, getting wearing a mask, things like that. I get emails and people ask me all the time, you know, what do you think of this and what do you think of that? My thoughts on any given subject are relative only to my heart. And I work very diligently with people at hospice and with my BATMO project with the kids. I do a lot of things to help people. So my orientation is to serve and to help. My orientation is not political, not even social. So you have to understand my audience is very small, and the people that would agree with me are also a very small lot. Epictetus, a Greek philosopher, once said, "Freedom is not the right or ability to do whatever you please. Freedom comes from understanding the limits of our own power and the natural limits set in place by divine providence. By accepting life's limits and inevitabilities and working with them rather than fighting them, we become free. If, on the other hand, we succumb to our passing desires for things that aren't in our control, freedom is lost." And I agree with every word he uttered. I think this is some of the greatest wisdom I have ever heard. And I deeply am moved by him. I have talked about him for years. I sincerely feel that the American public has no interest in anything regarding self-examination or the ability or interest, much less the mental acuity, to truly go into the whole effort of self-examination. They just can't do it. Because anything that contradicts what they want, they think is a criticism. And then when that gets rolling in a person's mind, well, you're criticizing me and you're judging me, then we lose all sense of compassion, kindness, and freedom, real freedom. Freedom isn't the ability or the right to do whatever you please. Epictetus is right about this. So I get emails and I thought, all right, I'll address one program to this. You must understand, I think it is extremely important that you read Robert Sapolsky's work, Behave. I think it is one of the greatest and most forthright scientific offerings the world has ever seen. And if you can read it, if you can take the time to read it or listen to it on your device, it might be very helpful for you. It really might. First question, why can't people just behave? And this is from Ted in Sacramento. And Ted listens to us regularly. And thank you, Ted, for your kindness. And he has read Behave. And he was using that as a kind of a sarcasm. We can't behave. And you have to understand the world we live in. we can't behave because we are in human bodies in a world where we have incarnated into all sorts of different human bodies that give rise to impulse. And these impulses are based in chemical reactions, serotonin, dopamine, you know about all of these, oxytocin, all sorts of different chemicals, hormones. And these give rise to impulses in people that cause them to react, to show their behavior. And I will leave it to Sapolsky to give you all the analogies there. And I don't have time here on this podcast to give you all of that. But nonetheless, if you take the time and have any sense of interest in what is going on within your body, you might have a chance to look at your life from a different perspective. But typically speaking, most people won't. This is the inevitabilities. These we fight with these inevitabilities. We are given a human body, as it were. We are sucked into one via our karma, and we inherit our body from our parents and their parents and their parents and their, and it goes way, way down the line. You couldn't even follow it all. Everybody wants to know their genealogy and whether they were the king of Siam or Cleopatra or something. It doesn't really matter. It does matter in our biology, whether or not we came into this world as a man or a woman, and our ethnic background matters because that is where we built culture and society from, and these all have tendencies. So if I understand my tendencies based on my cultural, my ethnicity, my parents' DNA, their genetics, if I understand my impulses, then I can look at things from another point of view. But the problem is, not only are most of us not aware of our impulses and where they come from and our biases, we don't have the ability to look and see them. We just don't have the ability. And that comes from something else, something I'm afraid I cannot describe. I don't know how to put it into words. It is the pull to awaken, to spiritually awaken. You must realize the futility of realizing your life through the body, of experiencing your life through your human senses. Now, if that is all you are willing to do, if there is no burning question inside you, burning question as to the authenticity of your own life, the meaning of it, past the genetic heritage that you, whether you know it or not, suffer from, if there is no burning desire to see beyond all of that, then there will be no self-examination, and you could care less about what's going on, and that will continue to build and build and build in your life until you find yourself a slave to your human heart. And the human heart is the culprit here. I'm doing a retreat on fasting from the human heart coming up here in March. It will be one of the most important retreats I've ever done with my students, and it's going to be difficult because it means you have to give up your sentimentality, your biases, all the things that you incorporate to be depressed and unhappy, as well as be happy and think you're doing well. No one is doing well in this world. No one. All the money that a person might have or not have is not a sign of how well or how poorly they're doing. It has nothing to do with any of that. So you must understand that. If you do not understand that, then you will not understand why we behave the way we do. And frankly speaking, most people, their whole theology, as it were, and mode of operandi in this world, their philosophy is just have as much fun as you can until you die. And that's the way it goes. Thank you for your question, Ted, and thank you for your kind comments, and please forgive me. Namaste. Next one comes from Henry. He does not tell me where he lives. He talks about what he does and how impulsive he is in his email. And then he says, why do we do what we do? I can't stop myself. Well, yes, you can, but you won't, because you're impulsive and there is something gnawing at you. And what is gnawing at you is that you want the freedom to do whatever you want to do. You just want that. And you succumb to the desires of your body and the impulses that are strong in your body and think that you have every right to do these things. And freedom is not the right or ability to do whatever you please, whatever you and I are impulse to do. Now, until I am mature enough, Henry, to understand that and the effect I have on other people by saying and doing the things I do, I fall into the karma category, and that is going to bring me back over and over and over, instilled, ensconced in all sorts of mother-father situations where I inherit a body, a human body, that is difficult, unwilling, unyielding, and selfish and prideful. Now, I can't get you off the wild turkey of this. I can't. I try with my students. They know as well as I do that their human body is a problem and that the human heart kind of seduces them into saying and doing things that are awful, that are not kind or compassionate. The word that I think people are most afraid of in self-examination is that a person would have to become generous. That's a dangerous word to people. They don't even know what it means. And they would have to be selfless. They would have to be willing to give up the self that does what it does and thinks how it thinks and wants what it wants. And that's very difficult for the human being to understand, because we want to believe that we live in a superior culture, superior country, and that we are here in the wild, wild west in which we have incarnated many people from the Civil War and the wild, wild west. That's the Kali Yuga stage we're in right now. And this is going to bring about a lot of problems, a lot of very difficult issues. And you're going to see more and more and more of this. And what's wrong with us? We won't examine ourselves. We won't realize that our impulses are not our rights. And that is very, very important to understand. My impulse is not my right. It is an impulse, a human impulse. And it has to do with selfishness and pride, vanity. It has to do with me first. It has to do with my spiritual ignorance. And as long as I'm inducted in that hall of fame of spiritual ignorance, I'm going to be doing the things I'm doing and thinking I don't care what happens to my neighbor. I have to love my neighbor as myself. Isn't that the teachings? Huh? Isn't that the one that Jesus taught? And yet we look at that statement, we scoff at it and don't believe it applies to us. We miss. So there you are, Henry. I don't know if that helped you, but I certainly hope you could hear what I'm saying. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'm out of here. I got more tomorrow. More. This has been a very interesting time in the history of my career, and I'm really enjoying the questions. If you have one for me, please, greg@aspire.org. That's greg at aspire.org. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.